ओम शांति ओम शांति। एनीथिंग मोर? वंस अगेन ओम शांति। बाय स्पीकिंग थ्री टाइम्स ओम शांति वी हैव इन्वोक्ड सटली with soul to home. Who speaks three times Om Shanti? Our beloved Dadi Janki ji. She always says that speaking three times denotes what each time denotes. First Om Shanti denotes what? Yes, about myself, who am I? The second one denotes yes, Baba, to whom I belong. And the third one yes. Third one, Om Shanti, Dadi often says that why for I have come in this world, what I am supposed to do, and sometimes also about the drama. And today's topic is, what is the topic? Conquering the mind for conquering the world. So when we say conquer, what it generates? Happiness, confidence, strong willpower, all these, they come with the word conquer. Conquering means what we have thought, what we have planned, achieving that target is conquering. So when we talk about conquering the mind, so conquering the mind means, what does it mean? Conquering our thoughts, feelings, emotions. As and when we want, the thought should generate, and the same thought should generate what we want. And for anything there are parameters to measure whether we have achieved our target or not. So, for winning the mind, conquering the mind, though there are various parameters, but mainly there are three parameters through which we can know whether I am on the right path of conquering the mind or it requires some change. We all want to win our this faculty. Conquering the mind means, what is mind? Very simple, it is first lesson in our knowledge. What is mind? What is the work of mind? To think. It is thinking faculty, that's all. So, mind thinks, and that is the basis of everything in this world. It is said that everything is created twice. First in the mind, and then on actual front. We are sitting in this hall. So first somebody must have conceived the idea of building this meditation hall. Then it must have come on paper, and then planning, and then ultimately it is here. So for mind, conquering the mind means we can see ourselves, because that is ultimate, though it is first lesson, but it is also the last lesson, that man jeete jagat jeet means conquering the mind for winning the world, conquering the world. And ultimately we have to just, that is our last stage, that man jeete jagat jeet. Ichcha matram avidya means even thoughts, everything, they are in our control. So the three parameters through which we can know in what direction I am proceeding, the first parameter is the quantity of thoughts, the number of thoughts which come to my mind, that is first and important parameter, quantity of thoughts. When in normal case, usually it is said that there are various brain waves when the mind is working, alpha, beta, theta, delta waves, various frequencies are there, and they denote in what state of mind I am thinking. Normal case, the mind, when it thinks it is working, we all are here, you all are aware, eyes open, listening, quite attentive. So normally it may be likely to be alpha waves, and maybe some beta waves also. Alpha waves means some 8 to 15 cycles, these thoughts. And these 8 to 15 cycles, normal way. And then one is when, you see, in thinking very fast and more some, you see, thoughts are going heavy, out of the control. Whenever something happens all of a sudden which we have not expected, then the quantity of thought increases. The beta waves come, the frequency of the thoughts, they increase. And then accordingly, when frequency of the waves increases, the thoughts also increase. You are sitting here, normal. Suddenly, if suppose some message comes to you, that some of your near and dear, very loving soul to whom you are having great affection, that soul, that person has met an accident, he is in serious condition in such hospital, anything may happen. So your thoughts will increase, the quantity of thoughts will increase. And these quantity of thoughts will increase. Oh, what will happen to him? Whether I should go back immediately or not? Or so many thoughts, what will happen to his family? So and so, so many thoughts will come. So these quantity of thoughts increases when some challenging situation comes in life. And when this situation comes, the quantity of thought increases, and when quantity of thought increases. Normally it is said that how many thoughts are generated in mind? All of you must be knowing. How many thoughts roughly per minute, per hour, per day? How many thoughts come? Few hundred? No. Increase. We even don't imagine. On an average, every 2 seconds, one thought comes. May be subtly in mind, goes on passing, but thoughts generation is on an average one thought every 2 seconds, means roughly it becomes roughly some 30 thoughts per minute, and roughly it becomes on an average in the whole day some maybe 25,000-30,000 thoughts per day. So many thousand thoughts per day. So this is a normal thing for the mind. Mind can handle easily about 25,000-30,000 thoughts per day. But when all of a sudden some situation is developed and challenging situation, and then our thoughts increases, number of thoughts, then it is manifested in physical health deterioration. What will happen? When thoughts increases and continuously you are worried and stressed, then blood pressure is likely to increase. Acidity in the body increases. Insomnia, you are not likely to get the sleep, because when you go to bed, then again and again the same thoughts may come to your mind. And when these thoughts are increased and blood pressure increased, insomnia, acidity, all these things come, then health, it adversely affects the health. So this is the quantity of thoughts. And quantity of thought when increased, it increases the stress level and anxiety level. Sometimes the person goes in depression also, if it persists for a long time. So this is one aspect, the quantity of thought, through which we can measure how much control is there on my own thoughts, my control. And in how much time I come back to the normal position. So when this quantity of thought increases, what is the another factor? It is the quality of thoughts. First is quantity of thought. Second is quality of thought. Usually what happens that quantity of thought is inversely proportional to quality of thoughts. And vice versa, quality of thought is inversely proportional to quantity of thoughts. So when the quantity is increasing thoughts, one is likely to get more and more negative thoughts. Thoughts of fearfulness, lot of stress, anxiety, and more negative thoughts come, the quality of thoughts, this is the decreasing of the quality of thought. So, when the quality of thought decreases, the quantity, more and more quantity of thought will increase, and vice versa. So to bring back the thoughts to the normal position, what is required? To enhance the quality of thoughts. Improve the quality of thoughts. And that is the methodology to improve the quality of thought is meditation. That what we do. When we are sitting in meditation, some red light is there, some commentary is there, some divine music is there. These all means are to enhance the quality of thoughts. We try to generate the auto-suggestions with the help of external commentary. I am a soul, powerful soul, divine soul. I am different from this body. My home is abode, Paramdham, sweet silence home. Try to detach from the body. And when these thoughts I try to generate, these thoughts gradually, the quality of thought, when it is increasing, the quantity of thought is coming down gradually. Because quality is inversely proportional to quantity. So, whenever some situation comes in life, where normally we say one is under stress, anxiety, all these, but basically the thought level has gone up, number of thoughts increase. One method is sometimes the medication. Sometimes person is given some sort of medicines and the brain activity comes down from beta level to alpha level and sometime to theta level and ultimately delta level. Delta level means only some very less 0.25 to some 2.5 thoughts also, this frequency of thoughts. And one goes drifted to sleep gradually. So this medication, medicine, but that is having its side effect also. And this meditation is by your practice you are bringing down the thought level. Ultimate aim is same, to bring the thought level down. And in that one, when the thought level comes down, 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 it means with the help of improving the quality of thought, the quantity of thoughts, they are brought down. So we can check that man jite jagat jeet means, if I am able to bring my thoughts from the very high frequency level, number of quantity level, to normal with my practice of meditation, it means I am attaining gradually the control over my mind. And if the thoughts go number of times and in how much time, you see, when we are not in this spiritual knowledge, if suppose somebody has insulted or some thing has happened which is against our expectations, then all of a sudden our thought level goes up. And it may take sometimes hours and sometimes days and weeks also. But through this spiritual knowledge, the thoughts may increase in the beginning, the quantity of thoughts, but gradually, since we know that, okay, it is drama, everybody is playing the drama, and these things, all days are not same, the situation will come back to normal. All these thoughts when we bring to our mind, gradually the thought level comes down. In the beginning it may take little more time. Again and again it may come down. Again when we remember the same incidents, again it may go up like that. But when our practice of meditation increases, then this becomes very easy. Within no time, Baba says, Baba expects 1 second only. That anything happens, in a second, you must be able to put a full stop, dot. Yes, okay. And again, leading the knot. That is, of course, it is very high stage. It may take time. But suppose if it was taking earlier days and together now it is hours and then decreasing hours, within minutes it is coming down back to normal, it means we are on the right path. And in the end, when the situation comes, we will be able to bring back the mental activities again back to normal as per our desire. So, first thing is quantity of thoughts, which can be brought back normal to lesser quantity with the help of quality of thoughts, enhancing quality of thoughts. And the third thing is direction of thoughts. Direction of thoughts. Usually when we say that, oh, mind thinks, so many thoughts come to our mind. So these number of thoughts, they are in various directions, various types of thoughts, some thoughts of business and some profession, some of family thoughts, some recreation, entertainment, financial thoughts, like that, various thoughts are there. Because we have to lead that life sometime, our family life, social life, all these things are there. But with the help of meditation, we are able to bring back the thoughts in the desired direction, whatever we want. At that, suppose when we are sitting in meditation, at that time, we don't want that our thoughts should think about our profession, our family life, our other things. No, at that time, meditation only. When I am in profession, concentrating to my job, work, then only if those thoughts are coming, I am able to concentrate on my work and then it may bring success to me very easily. So the desired direction is very important. Just like we might have done in India also, the children's play before the sun. When the sun is there, one enjoys. But when some convex lens is put before the sun, and then rays of the sun, they are convergent, they converge at one place, focus at one place, then what happens? If a paper is there, it is burnt, means energy of the sun is same, but we are able to concentrate at a time that energy, and it becomes many, many fold, 100,000 times it becomes, and the desired result is obtained. So direction of thoughts. And then, suppose we are able to concentrate on the desired object, desired thing, this is one of the parameters to know that my thinking is going in right direction. So with these three aspects, we must see now ourselves, we audit ourselves, check ourselves, go inside, introvert, and see how much control I am having over my quantity of thoughts, quality of thoughts, and direction of thoughts. And when I am having this control over me, my own thoughts, then it is manifested in the form of that I can read the thought of other person very easily. Whatever thought is going in other's mind, very easily. And not only that, if suppose somebody has come for some help, Because in the end, this is likely to happen, that so many people will come, there will be suffering, sorrows and peacelessness will be there. People will come here and then for peace, tranquility, happiness. But they won't be able to explain. The people may come of different caste, different religion, different language, so many things. But once they come with that thought in their mind, and if my stage is thoughtlessness, means complete control over my thoughts, I can easily read the thought of other and can fulfill their thoughts. This aspect I have seen on 17th and 18th January 1969. You see, I had the good fortune to be with Brahma Baba for number of years. I came in this knowledge in about 1961-62, about some 54-55 years, you see, 52-53 years. And luckily, though I have met Brahma Baba number of times, but I was lucky enough to be on those last 2 days when Brahma Baba has achieved his Karmatita stage, angelic form, complete stage. And during those 2 days, I was here in Madhuban, in Pandav Bhavan, and was with Brahma Baba. And during those 2 days, I went to him number of times. So, as earlier we used to meet Baba, we always used to go and consult Baba on different aspects in our Pursharat, in our, you see, life, if any question is there on for service, connected questions like that. And Baba used to give answers. Earlier it used to happen. But during those 2 last days, when I went to Baba, I think I must have gone some 6 to 7 times. Because there were no much parties and only 3-4 persons were there. So as soon as Baba used to see me, give drishti, immediately he used to know what is going on in my mind. For what I have come to him? What is the question? And Baba used to say, oh, you have come for this question? Okay, do like this, it will happen like this. So not once, but 6 to 7 times it has happened during those 2 days. Just like, you see, if some clean water is there and there are no waves or no ripples, water is undisturbed, clean water is there. And if we see our face will be quite clear. But once you throw a little stone, just little object, the waves will be there, ripples will be generated and nothing clear will be there. So this is like mind. If suppose there are no waves, no my own thoughts, my own perception, any biasing, nothing is there, then whomsoever come before me, I can read his thought. As Baba, I have seen myself this thing during those 17th and 18th January. This is the stage of conquering the mind. One of the things. I was surprised how it is happening. But I was told by Dadis later on that this is the Karmatita stage. Complete control over my mind so that with that mind I can read anybody's thoughts and fulfill his desire. You see, I narrate you 18th January, huh? I don't know whether you have read or listened that Murli 3-4 days back, Dadi Janki ji, she read last day's Murli. You might have heard here, huh? So I was sitting before Baba in Pandav Bhavan. And Baba was giving Murli, you see. since Baba has attained Karmatita stage, so and this was the thought came to my mind, oh how nice it will be if Baba speak something about me so that my Purusharth also goes high and I am able to know my present stage. The thought, simply thought came to my mind. Baba was giving the Murli and that thought must have received by Brahma Baba, and Baba was having that angelic stage, Karmatita stage, final stage. So Baba got the thought and immediately Baba just spelled out some of the lines about me. I don't know whether you, this Mohan child is there and he will never criticize anybody, or I don't know whether you have heard or not, that 18th January Murli, Miss Dadi Janki was here. I was just at that time some 21 year old. So you see, this is whatever the thought, I consider myself lucky that though I was posted some 3000 kilometers away from this place, but the last time Baba says that whomsoever is having that voiceless connection, he will receive, because wireless connection in the end, this mobile and telephones and TV and all these communication, they are not likely to work. When I was doing my engineering, we were told that this phenomena about the reversal of earth magnetism, geomagnetism, the North Pole will become South and South will become North, and all communication system are likely to come down in our engineering. And these phenomena happen as per that geoscientist, it takes millions and millions years, but we know that it is not that one, but the phenomena do exist. This is taught, and some after some periodic, they say it may take million years or so, but we know that this phenomena is 5000 years. It is only the scale which is different, but that also we may sometime discuss. But when the reversal take place, then all this communication system, they will go down, nothing, and only the voiceless communication is there. And Baba says, if our that mental communion with the Supreme is there, that is voiceless communication, then we will receive what the thought Baba wants to send. And immediately our legs will move in the direction where the safety is there. Automatically. Because Baba is bound to safeguard his children, that is we people, we all are Baba's children. Baba is bound to safeguard us. But the condition is only that our mental communion, this voiceless communication, must be there. And at that time, this only, our mind and thought should not go here, what will happen, earthquake is there, flood is there, cyclone is there, tsunami is there, people are running in different directions, this thing, that thing. If we sit, I reside here, whenever some gas tragedy, Bhopal gas tragedy was there, or Latur earthquake, or Kutch Bhuj in India, whenever the natural calamities, how Baba's children, but now Baba's children, they immediately go to their Baba's room and try to concentrate with Baba, and Baba gives very clear-cut directions. But we must be able to receive that direction, because transmitter is transmitting. But if the receiver set is not properly tuned with that one, frequency will not match, and though the directions are coming, but we may not be able to receive. And this matching of frequency, sometimes in radio TV you see when more than one stations are there, then mixing is there. So this one must be fully tuned with Baba, so that Baba's direction, because what may happen sometime in my mind, some thought is going on and I may feel that this is Baba's thought. We must be able to clearly distinguish whether it is my own thought or it is Baba's thought. Baba wants. So for that one, this topic is there. Man jite. I must be able to just subside, stop my own thoughts. So at that time, whatever the thoughts are coming, that will be the right thoughts, moving in right direction and safeguarding ourselves. So this I saw last day, 18 January, as soon as the thought came, Baba uttered the word. And then Baba went outside. And when this stage is there, you see, one thing is also there. There are various symptoms of this karmatit stage, where how we can judge whether one has attained this karmatit or angelic stage. That whatever the body's karmic accounts are there, disease, illness, pain, karmic accounts are there, they all will be settled, and our yoga, yoga power, will be able to completely win over the karmic accounts, and at that time, no problem. The soul will leave the body just very easily, very simply, as Baba said that day. As Baba, after giving the murli, Baba stood, then moved in the direction towards the gate. After one step, Baba stopped. Again, Baba started giving drishti to everybody. Just to see, you see, that, Baba was knowing this is my last meeting with the children through this Brahma body. Because that also we came to know just later on, because once, twice, thrice Baba stopped before reaching to the gate. Every time so lovingly Baba was giving drishti, and then Baba said, okay, Baba chutti leta hai. Baba takes your leave. Baba never uttered this word, "Ja, meethe meethe bachchon ko yaad pyar, good morning, you see, lovingly children. Yat pyar, good morning, namaste." All these Baba always says, but never uttered, "Acha Baba, Baba is taking leave from all of you. Baba is going." These words were uttered on the 18th January. They are recorded in the tape. And then Baba went, and then Baba, hand in hand with Dadi's hand, and Baba left the body. So we will also have pre-nomination, and this, that now the time has come for this soul to leave this body. Because if I am able to leave the body as per my own desire, then that is, it will be fine. Because ultimately when soul is leaving the body, I must not have thoughts, various thoughts. Body thoughts, relationship thought, financial thought, nothing. Myself and my Baba. Okay, Baba, I am leaving the body, coming to you. That will happen only when I am having a clear cut. Very clear cut thought in my mind, yes, now the time has come, I am leaving. I am leaving. And we saw Baba, this one. I saw him, an eyewitness to that event, that how Baba just left the room. Okay, Baba is taking your leave. And in the murli also, what happened, that there used to be Baba, just a minute. Usually what used to happen, that with all of us, the external situation, whatever is there, it affects our internal stage. If suppose we go to some event, cremation ground or somebody's death, all the environment will be very calm and quiet, and I will also have a feeling, this world is there and everybody has to go. And in contrast to this one, if some celebration is there, marriage ceremony or some other ceremonies, accordingly the thoughts, and I will also feel, just enjoy the event. So it means the external situation is more powerful than my internal situation. That is why the external situation is affecting me. But Baba wants us that our internal state should be so powerful that it affects the external situation and changes the situation as per my desire, my expectation. And that will happen only when my internal stage is there. You see, Baba was quite old, some 93 years, and it was very cold, you see, in Mount Abu, this January month. And Baba used to have sometimes this sore throat was there. So sometimes whenever Baba's throat used to be very sore, then we have seen that in history hall, you must have seen the picture, translate picture of Sri Krishna is there and Lakshmi Narayan. And when again and again, sometimes sore throat, that used to give lot of problems to Baba. And with that one, coughing, etc. So, it used to be, we used to think that, it must be giving problem to Baba because Baba was having that sore throat, coughing again and again. But after some seconds, Baba used to say, you see, this is old body, world, karmic accounts are there, this is all. You see, now it is the end and we all will go to the golden age where everything new body, new karmic account, everything will be fine and there won't be any this cuff. And so Baba used to enhance it, his internal stage, and within few seconds, few minutes, that whatever the cuff etc. used to be there, that used to subside, and again Baba used to be quite normal. This situation Baba wants, that if any adverse situation externally is there before us to face, my internal situation, I must enhance that internal nature so that it is able to control the external nature. Nature means these, basically external nature means five elements of nature: air, water, soil, and this ether, etc. Five, of which this body is made. And internal nature means my thoughts, feelings, emotions, and these all internal nature. Usually we say, it is my habit, my sanskar. So internal nature should be much stronger. That I think few days back I revealed this thing. So to control the external nature. So this internal nature, conquering the thoughts, that actually makes our internal nature very, very strong. And that what I saw, that even that day also, I think I must have given to some of the face are quite reserved. You see, I am able to recognize that when Baba left the body, and after even 3 days, 18th evening Baba left the body, and 19th whole day, 20th whole day and night, and 21st afternoon the cremation was done. At that time, no injection was given, no chemical lotion, but Baba's body was quite shining and no disintegration of the body and no bad smell. And one of the main thing was, it was relatively quite quite flexible. Otherwise, when the soul leaves the body, body becomes stiff. But relatively, body was quite flexible. So that actually, what ki man jeete jagat jeet. Because when we say jagat jeet means conquering the mind, means the conquering the whole world, winning the world. In world, these five elements also come. In world, this body also comes. So mind is only mean inside. If I am able to control the thought, automatically this external body, external organs, everything, they must be in my full control. That is actually conquering the mind and the body and conquering the whole world. And the experiments we must perform these experiments sometimes over the nature, five elements of nature. So that what I saw Baba, always just that Baba, when he left the body at that time, 18th January, so Baba's, this internal thought, first of all, Baba got the idea that yes, probably the last time has come. So usually, every day class used to be evening, in the evening, late evening, around quarter to nine or nine, from 9 to 10 o'clock in the night. After everybody used to take food, etc. But that day, Baba said, oh, I will take the class early. So around 6:30 Baba said, and inform everybody. Everybody was informed, whomsoever was present in Madhuban. And Baba came to class, and from say 7 o'clock, 7:15, Baba took the class. You see. So that, you see, thought in Baba came. Because Baba's mind was quite clear and Baba was catching the direction of Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba was telling that, okay, now these are your last moments and you do your last class, because in that morning Baba could not take the class. Baba came to the class, but only meditation and yoga, and not uttered any single word. No Murli was given that day. 18 January morning. And that is why Baba preponed the class in the evening and took the class about some 1.5 hour before. You see. And so Baba was able, because after the class, Baba went in his room and left the body. So, everything, if suppose we also get an idea that yes, I am going after some hours, after some time, I am going to leave the body, so then we will try, knowing very well that antamate sogate, whatever the thoughts are there in the mind, accordingly my status in the future world. So I will try that my thoughts don't go here and this way, that way, and leave the body very willingly and just in tune with Shiv Baba and not having any other thoughts in my mind. We all have to leave the body, you see, sooner or later. But at whatever time we leave, it should be under my own control. Yes, I am leaving the body. Baba, I am coming to you. And Brahma Baba was a living example of this one. So, conquering the mind, everything, it is the nucleus, it is the focus of everything. Conquering the mind means conquering the world. My own world, my external world, and the whole world in which the five elements of nature are also there. The Mother Earth is there, the whole water and five elements of nature of which our body is made, as we all know about it. So these things, conquering the mind. So these aspects we must try daily. How many thoughts are coming? What is the quality of thought? In which direction my thoughts are more and more coming? And that is why Baba says, try to, usually the thoughts go in the direction where we are having some interest, where we are having some attachment, where our liking and dislikings are there. So it will go towards the person to whom we love too much. Always again and again we will remember him. And also the person to whom we are having some conflict also. Again and again that person will come to the mind. And that is why Baba says, don't settle your all karmic account, and in the end there should be nobody who should come to your mind except Baba. And that is why it is necessary to wind up whatever the things we have spread throughout. Wind up means mentally winding up from all the works, activities, relationship, that what Baba started doing right from the day Baba got in knowledge. Yes, such and such Baba's wife, Lokic wife, son, daughter, he is soul, Narayan is soul, and Nirmala is soul. All these things, that everybody is soul to Baba, got this practice, and that is why when Baba's practice was very perfect, so accordingly it was manifested from his activities. Whenever Baba used to come, used to meet, Baba will spread the arm, and we used to be pulled. Magnetic pulling is there, a sort of. Yes, because Baba's practice of soul was so high, that I am soul, he is soul, and that soul feeling, and everybody used to feel, yes, I am soul, and immediately used to go in Baba's arm and become bodiless. So man jite jagat jeet means conquering the mind, that is very vital. And this we must check time to time, in which direction my mind is going. And gradually it must, if suppose in 10 directions it is going, we must be able to control it so that it is reduced, as per my desire. Whenever we are in work, it must go towards the work. Whenever I am in profession, whenever I am in meditation or Baba's class, quite often it happens that we may be sitting in the class, but my mind may be going towards my house, my other activities. So it means my mind is not in my control. Dadi has said that now the time is there. Gulzar Dadi was taking the class and she was telling that there won't be vicious thought now after practicing yoga, etc., so many years or so. There may not be vicious thoughts of sex, anger, greed or ego, etc. Not much thoughts, but even the wasteful thoughts. Suppose I am sitting in meditation, but if the thought of service is going on, oh, I have to go do the service. It is not a vicious thought, but as per the delicacy of the time, this thought is not only a wasteful thought, but it is a sort of vicious thought. Because it is not as per my instruction. I want to sit in meditation, remember Baba. But if the thought is of service or any other activity which is not vicious, which is not governed by any sex or greed or ego, but normal day-to-day work, but that is also not required. It is, usually we say it is a wasteful thought, but that thought is actually killing my time and energy. So I must check that whatever type of thought I want to have, only that type of thought is there. So that is actually a manifestation of my internal stage, and that depicts that how much control I am having over my feelings and emotions. And if this goes on, definitely someday we will come when we will be victorious over it. So this is also mine. And sometimes, usually, day-to-day life, everything goes fine and our day-to-day life is quite fine. But sometimes when some difficult, challenging situation is there, then the problem comes. But that must come. We must be able to check our internal stage, and that can be checked through our dream. We may check our thoughts, how much I am getting pure thoughts, how much the thoughts I have got control. These can be checked from two things, from our subconscious mind and from our dreams, you see. We don't have much control over these things, on our dreams and in subconscious mind. So when actually the thoughts are there, we must be having thoughts of coming into the Baba's beads and Baba's garland, what Baba is making. I must be victorious to go high and high and high. These are good thoughts. Simultaneously, if suppose some weak thoughts are coming, so I must check whether they have infiltrated in my dreams or in my subconscious mind. Because if in my the subconscious mind is very powerful, you see. And that is why in meditation, always there is auto-suggestion that I am a soul, I am a powerful soul, I am, you see, residing abode in Paramdham. Because it must go deep in our subconscious mind, and when it goes deep in the subconscious mind, it will affect our, internal thought process, it will affect our dreams, it will affect subtly everything which controls our all these five karmendriyas. Because all the activities are done through eyes, ears or mouth, hands, etc. All the activities. So, in more and more practice of yoga and meditation, that will bring more control over our these five body. And this not external empowerment, but along with that one, the internal empowerment of mind, intellect and sanskar. Internal empowerment. And once that internal empowerment is there, so time to time checking must be there. Time to time. How much that is. Because usually if dream is there or in our thought process sometimes, so sometimes what happens, even we are not having anything remembering the old thing, anything connected, but it may suddenly come in our dream. It means in subconscious mind the seed of that thing is there. And if in the end that seed suddenly erupts, then it may harm ourselves. Usually dadis give the example, some of the example, that somebody was there, some mother was there in Delhi, deeply connected with our studies and all things. But what happened that when, you see, once she became ill, sick, so many years she was in the Gyan, then she started demanding such things which were not as per the Yajna. I want this thing for eating something, sometimes non-vegetarian, sometimes other thing which she has not taken for some 15, 20, 25 years, but don't know how it erupted in the mind. So if something is there in subconscious mind, that may come at any time and that may harm the whole spiritual life. So Dadis gives, so this is very much vital, number one. And number two, that is why Baba says Satyata ki Shakti, power of truthfulness. Because the soul is basically a truthful soul. And this truthfulness is very much required. In our conversation with Baba, whomsoever we are there, whatever we are there, we must admit with Baba and accordingly we get energy, power to wipe out the sins or evils which are there in the souls. So that much power and energy will come only when we are having more and more control over the thoughts. So through our subconscious mind, we can go deep into the mind. Subconscious mind, that is why this practice, the auto-suggestion, etc. And more churning of the knowledge. Because once we churn the knowledge, that thing becomes our own. That we cannot forget. Usually this example of the bank cashier is given. The bank cashier is there, he must be counting millions of rupees per day for dispersing. But he is not having any attachment because that is not his own. But once he get his salary, though it may be much lesser than what he is counting daily, but on that one, his right is there. So whatever Baba is telling in Murli, let us take one or two points and having churning on that one, that we will not forget. Otherwise, usually once Murli is taken, for some time it is remembered, maybe after half an hour or 1 hour, if suppose we say what was in the Murli, we usually forget. You see. Baba says in happiness, you see, you must have so much intoxication that this romance khade ho jane chahiye. Today also Baba has said, I must see that yes, whenever the remembrance is there and I am intoxicated, that whether really I am feeling such a stage, only one point, if not now, again sit, again have that feeling, yes, today Baba has said that I must have this feel that I am away from this body. So these daily, what Baba says, let us take only one point, that is all. And that one point will take us up to our desired state of mind. Okay? If any question is there, you can ask. Otherwise, we sit in meditation for 5 minutes. Yes. That's right. Nobody denies. It is only when you are sitting for a specific cause in meditation, and it was other than when you must think whenever if some problem is there, you have to go to the nucleus of the problem. Yes, yes, yes. But usually what happens that when some problem attacks, even in meditation we sit again and again, that thought comes. So during only that period, but even that meditation in that state of mind, if you go think over the problem, one is likely to get the solution also. So that is necessary because if problem is there, we have to live in the world. We have to find the solution of the problems, various type of. So nobody denies. And that is what Dadis and Baba says, a balance. Balance between, if two things you see, though it may, introvertness, extrovertness. Love and law. Balance of materialistic world, the balance of the spiritual world. When we are living in the family, we have to keep a balance. And when balance is there, things are likely to go fine as per our desire. Okay. Om Shanti. Yes? Anything? Are you asking?